intermediate story take over. Kelly was a janitor at a local private university in Guatemala City. Life as a janitor was so dull to her. She felt like she had a higher calling, but she didn't know what it was. One day, while she was cleaning a bathroom stall in the men's bathroom, she saw some graffiti on the stall wall. "Conquer North America." It was a sign from God. Kelly knew what her higher calling was. She didn't waste any time coming up with a plan of attack. She knew that the first thing she needed was an army. She obviously couldn't use the Guatemalan army. They worked for the government. She had to find some disenchanted part of society to recruit from. She didn't know what part of society would be disenchanted enough to want to take over the government. Then, one day while cleaning the women's bathroom, she overheard a conversation between two IT workers taking some courses at the university. "I'm so sick of the IT world, girl," the one worker said. "I thought it would be all money and social events, but no. 12-hour days and a boss that is demanding that I work faster. Why should I? They pay me crap." Kelly approached them and made them an offer. "I couldn't help overhearing what you two said," she told him. "I'm starting a movement to overthrow the Guatemalan government. How would you like to join?" The worker who complained was called Maria. She thought the idea sounded fantastic. "What is the name of your movement?" Kelly hadn't thought of this yet. At that moment, a black hawk perched on the ledge of the bathroom window. Another sign from God. "It's called the Black Hawk Movement, and if you join today, I will make you my right-hand woman as long as you help me recruit an army of disenchanted IT workers." Deal. From that day on, Kelly and her right-hand woman, Maria, began recruiting IT workers. It wasn't easy convincing the IT workers to join the movement. It took 10 years to get an army of 10,000 of them. At the same time, nobody tried to stop them because nobody thought that IT workers could overthrow a government and perform a coup d'etat. It seemed more like a joke. Well, it may have been a joke to everyone else, but it wasn't on March 5th, 2019. At 3:05 p.m., Maria and her army of 10,000 IT workers stormed the presidential palace and army headquarters. They overwhelmed the government forces in under an hour. Kelly had taken over the Guatemalan government. She crowned herself Empress of Guatemala. The presidential palace was now the Empress's palace. A day after her victory, Maria entered her chambers. "Empress, shall we consolidate our position?" she asked with her head bowed. "No, my mission is not complete. God has a higher calling for me. Next, we conquer Mexico." "Which part of the Mexican society is the most disenchanted?" "From my knowledge, Empress, it would be the house workers that are forced to clean for the wealthy for a paltry salary." "Excellent. Begin an Instagram ads campaign that targets them. I want an army of housekeepers ready to go in 3 weeks." "Your wish is my command, Empress." Maria was an excellent right-hand woman. Through the Instagram ads campaign that she set up, the Black Hawk movement was able to recruit 100,000 disenchanted Mexican housekeepers. Nobody in the Mexican government took the Black Hawk movement seriously. "What were a bunch of IT workers and housekeepers gonna do?" they thought. That was their big mistake. On March 26, 2018, Kelly and her movement stormed AMLO's apartment and all the military headquarters. Within a few hours, Kelly had taken over the Mexican government. She made herself Empress of Mexico a short while after. A day after her victory, Maria entered her chambers in AMLO's apartment. "Empress, shall we consolidate our position?" she asked her with her head bowed. "No, my mission is not complete. God has a higher calling for me. Next, we conquer the USA. Which part of the American society is the most disenchanted? From my knowledge, Empress, it would be the McDonald's workers that are forced to feed the obese American population. Excellent. Get the IT workers to hack into the McDonald's order computers. Give them the message that in 2 days, they will storm Washington, D.C. with the Black Hawk movement. Your wish is my command, Empress. On March 29th, Kelly and her movement invaded Washington, D.C. with 133,679 McDonald's workers and overwhelmed the American military. Within a day, they took over the American government. Nobody in America was ready. They had underestimated the Black Hawk movement like everyone else. A day after her victory, Maria entered her chambers in the White House. Empress, the Canadians have sent a WhatsApp message, she said with her head bowed. They are pleading with us not to invade. They promise to give you Justin Bieber, Drake, and all the maple syrup you want if you don't invade. Tell them that I will think about their offer. I'm tired of all this conquering. God tells me I need some place warm to rest. He seems to be telling me that Cancun is part of my destiny.